And it doesn't really say who the psalmist was, but I did find out in one of the commentaries I had, the Bible Knowledge Commentary, that this psalmist was persecuted by men of rank and authority who ridiculed his beliefs, seeking to put him to shame and make him give up his faith. But he strengthened himself by meditating on the word of the Lord, which to him was his comfort, his prized possession, his rule for life, and his resource for strength, all of which drove him to desire it even more. But what a great place to start, you know, and that's why this the psalm comes from that. To me, Psalm 119, I think, is a really heartfelt prayer. The psalmist is very passionate about God, the God he believes in, and about his word. And you can see the psalmist has a close relationship with his God, and that by a supernatural faith, he chooses to live out the life that God has set out in his word. And I find that when reading the psalm, the psalmist, it's like contagious, the excitement that he expresses in it, and it sort of really catches on. It's also an interesting psalm in the fact that it seems to speak more about God's word than it is God's word in itself. So often when I read the psalm, it reminds me of other parts of God's word that I should take notice of or follow. I find out, like in various times of my life, like when I'm walking strong with God, I find it very encouraging, and that it can really lift me up. And when times are tough or when I've sinned, I'm challenged to pursue God's word all the more, and to remember his promises and how faithful he has been to me in the past. So no matter what the circumstances are around me, there's no better place to be than at God's side. So over the last month, in preparing this this talk, I've listened and read to Psalm 119 quite a few times with various translations and paraphrases. And although it's a paraphrase, I especially like the way Eugene Peterson puts it in The Message. And so we're going to look at excerpts from the psalm, from The Message, and the way Eugene Peterson puts it, and also reminds me of periods of my life. So I'll be sharing some thoughts of my life as well that sort of relate, that reminded me of the psalm. So to start with, we'll look at verses 1 to 8. And I'll just read through this here. This is from The Message. You're blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. You're blessed when you follow his directions, doing your best to find him. That's right, you don't go off on your own. You walk straight along the road he set. You, God, prescribe the right way to live. Now you expect us to live it. Oh, that my steps might be steady, keeping the course you set, that I'd never have any regrets in comparing my life with your counsel. I thank you for speaking straight from your heart. I'll learn the pattern of your righteous ways. I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. Don't ever walk off and leave me. Let's just read through this again. But just really note the way the psalmist, his view on God just comes out in it. So I'll just highlight some of those words there. You're blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. This is not a course or a path that the psalmist wanted to walk himself, asking God to bless it. This is a road that is revealed by God himself. You're blessed when you follow his directions, doing your best to find him. He's really searching for God. He's not just searching for a way that seems good to him. He's following God's directions. That's right, you don't go off on your own. You walk straight along the road he set. You, God, prescribe the right way to live. Now you expect us to live it. Oh, that my steps might be steady, keeping the course you set. Then I'd never have any regrets in comparing my life with your counsel. I thank you for speaking straight from your heart. I'll learn the pattern of your righteous ways. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Don't ever walk off and leave me. What's this road? What is this road revealed by God? He talks about that in verse 1 there, the road that is revealed by God. And I think that is unique for each person, what God reveals to us. So I'm just going to share an example of what happened to me in 2006, and just in relating to this sort of revelation. Do you remember when you first became a Christian? Became a follower of Jesus, that initial excitement, getting into God's word, seeing it all come alive, good times. But do you also feel that after some years into your spiritual journey, that you get absorbed into the business and the service of life, that initial excitement wears off. And you hear a voice that is saying, that something's missing, there must be something more. It may come at various times in your walk when you keep on thinking, what is it that I need that everyone else seems to have? Why am I finding this Christian walk so hard, and why does God seem so distant? Now, I'm sure I'm not the only person who's sort of felt like this before. And so thinking you just need to harden up, you immerse yourself into more study, more Christian service, thinking I've not been diligent enough in practicing my religion. But the voice comes back, more persistent each time. Aren't you thirsty? There must be something more. You feel it drawing you in, and it feels wild, it feels exciting, trying to draw you away from all you've ever known as a Christian. But you're scared. I can't just give up 23 years of my life as a Christian. What will others think of me? Yet frustrated and depressed, you've come to a point in your life when you say to the Lord, I'm sorry, but this religious life just doesn't cut it for me anymore. I want out. I feel like I've been such a fake and such a hypocrite for such a long time. And if this is what being a Christian is, then I've had enough. And that was me 1.5 years ago. Now don't get me wrong, I still believed in God, but it was sort of like I believed in two gods. There was a God of this Christian religion that I'd been following, and there was a God who seemed to be outside of that, if you like. And so I sought this God who was outside of that Christian religion. I prayed desperately, because I didn't want another round of this. I wasn't going to give up seeking God until I'd found an answer. And slowly I discovered that there was something about God I didn't believe in, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I realized I believed with my head, but not my heart. And a life without the heart is not worth living. Living so legalistically and regimented, I'd set myself up to fail. So after a process of going through a few things with God, that's sort of a longer story, but one lunchtime I was seeking God about this, and he revealed himself to me in a way that I'd never known before. I can't explain it, but it was the most awesome feeling, like all barriers between me and God had been broken down. God showed me that I didn't believe he loved me. I believed it with my head, because I'd read it so many times in the Bible, but I didn't believe it in my heart. Yet at that moment, he opened my eyes to see and believe with my heart that he loved me more than I could ever imagine. It was like I'd moved from the old covenant, where if I obeyed God's commands, he would love me, to the new covenant, where no matter what I did or didn't do, that he'd love me just the way I was. In God's eyes, I was accepted. I didn't need to try to earn his love anymore. Or in other words, I'd left a legalistic life of Christianity to live a life in God's grace. God had revealed himself to me and given me a supernatural faith that can only come from God. It felt to me like I'd become a Christian for the first time, and that all I'd learnt in the past seemed as nothing. Instead of thinking on this, I'd much rather hear 5 words from God than learn about 1,000 words about God. The revelation is so much more important. Let's look at verse 29 of Psalm 119. Barricade the road that goes to nowhere. For me, this is like the worthless life of religion that I was following. Grace me with your clear revelation, and that can only come from God. I choose the road to somewhere. Verse 20. My soul is starved and hungry, ravenous, insatiable for your nourishing commands. I love the way that verse is put there. And for me, it was so true at that time of my life. All those verses I'd read about God's love, they suddenly just came alive to me. He will always love me. He wants to spend time with me. He loves me so unconditionally. He sees me as being of great value. He takes pleasure in me. These things seem so foreign in the past, but now they just seem so real. And what a joy and a freedom it brought me at that time. I've learned since then not to be afraid of times that we go through when the world seems crashing down around us, because more often than not, if we persevere through these times, he will see us through and reveal himself in a way that we had not known before. Verse 162. I'm ecstatic over what you say, like one who strikes it rich. At that time, no worldly thing was attractive to me more than God's word. I certainly felt like one who was striking it rich. However, we all know that the high doesn't last forever. The underlying truth will never fade. As we learnt at the Christmas camp recently about faith, we learnt that faith is more than hope. Faith comes from God. Faith is supernatural, and so when you feel like giving up, we can persevere with the supernatural faith that God has given us. We can consider it a joy when trials come our way, because we don't hope that God will help us through or help us out, but we have faith that God has given us, therefore we know that God will see us through these trials. So we can persevere. Verse 114, you're my place of quiet retreat. I wait for your word to renew me. And I really encourage this. Let God be the first place you go to. Especially when you're afraid or when you're seeking for something, let him be the first person you go to. Never be afraid to wait on him, no matter how long it takes to get the answer you need. And so what is our response? And if we look at the last few verses there of Psalm 119, 171 to 176, the psalmist has a great response here. Let praise cascade off my lips after all you've taught me about the truth of about life, and let your promises ring from my tongue. Every order you've given is right. Put your hand out and steady me, since I've chosen to live by your counsel. I'm homesick, God, for your salvation. I love it when you show yourself. Invigorate my soul so I can praise you well. Use your decrees to put iron in my soul. And should I wander off like a lost sheep, seek me, I'll recognize the sound of your voice. It's great, he's just so passionate about his love for God and his love for his word. And like I said before, it's contagious sort of when I read this. It just sort of gets me excited as well when I read it. And so two things I want to leave with you. One, if there is something missing in your life, or you're waiting on God, or you have doubts, don't give up. Don't stop seeking God or pursuing God, because he has not stopped pursuing you. He may not always seem close, so don't trust your feelings, but he is always there, truly desiring an intimate relationship with you. I tell you, it's worth the wait. It's very exciting. And two, if you haven't already, read Psalm 119 all the way through, and draw encouragement from the psalmist's honesty, his passion for God. It seems no matter what life throws at him, he will not give up on his love for God, for his God is his redeemer, and he knows God's word is dependable. I've really enjoyed this song recently by Calling Elijah. The song is called Even If. I'm not sure if you some of you know the band or not. We're going to listen to this soon, but it seems to really express the thoughts that I've been sharing this morning and that I've been having over the last while in preparing this. So listen to the words. Forget about the song, your taste of music, put all that aside, because probably it won't be someone's taste of music. But it sort of seems to talk about that even when things are bad, when there's nothing left, this guy, he won't give up, because his relationship with God has only just begun. It's a good reminder that our home, that our destiny, is not what this world has to offer. The best is yet to come. So God is worth pursuing. He's not a God of false religion that we can so easily get caught up in as Christians. The true God breaks through our Christian culture and what we think is right to reveal himself, the truth. So listen to the song, and then we'll just pray after that and see how we go. Thanks.
I live for you every day. I live this starts with the dawn. And so if I wait one day to find that you're not near in the morning, I've fallen too much for you to admit defeat and start running. I've come into the realization now you are the one, and no matter what this life will throw at me, I'll keep fighting, fighting for you and I, because that is my reason for life. And no matter where this road may lead, I will not run. No, I won't give up on you, because we're barely begun. Even if the world falls down on me,
even if it all just fades away. We've only just begun. I won't give up, I won't give in. Even if I cannot find you here, even if I try and still I fail. We've only just begun. I won't give up, I won't give in.
I live for you every single day that I've got, and believe me when I say to you that your love won't be forgotten. I've gotten more love from you than I could have ever imagined. Now and in every single way I live, truly abandoned to everything just for you, even when life is storming, because I know that there's a joy that will come in the morning. So all in all, nothing in this world can make me lose sight of the one I love, because I know I owe you my life.
Even if the world falls down on me, even if it all just fades away, we've only just begun. I won't give up, I won't give in. Even if I cannot find you here, even if I try and still I fail, we've only just begun. I won't give up, I won't give in. Say tomorrow never comes, and I'm now there. There's no guarantees at all that I'll lift my head, but I'll still stand with you and say,
you know I won't stay down, you know I won't stay still. As long as I'm alive to fight, you know that I will. You know I won't stay down, you know I won't stay still. As long as I'm alive to fight,
I won't give in. Even if the world falls down on me, even if it all just fades away, we've only just begun. I won't give up, I won't give in. Even if I cannot find you here, even if I try and still I fail, we've only just begun. I won't give up, I won't give in.
You know I won't stay down, you know I won't stay still. As long as I'm alive to fight, you know that I will.
Still, I won't stay down.
As long as I'm alive to fight, you know that I will. You know I won't stay down, you know I won't stay still. As long as I'm alive to fight, you know that I will. As long as I'm alive to fight, as long as I'm alive,
I won't give up, I won't give in.
Right, we'll just pray. Father God, I just really have to thank you for what you've shown me, the way you've revealed yourself to me. I just thank you, Lord, that your word is truth. I thank you, Father, for faith, for the supernatural faith that you give us, Lord. I thank you, Father, that it is so much more than knowledge, than what we try to understand in ourselves, that it can only come from you, Lord. I just pray that we would continue to seek you and pursue you, Lord, even in the tough times in life. I just thank you, Lord, that you continually pursue us, that you want an intimate relationship with us, Lord. You so desire that, and that you will never fail to reveal yourself to us, Lord, if we really truly seek you. I really pray that our hearts would be open to receive what you have for us, Lord, and we would just really come to enjoy an intimate relationship with you that you desire. Thank you, Lord. Amen.